Ready? All right. Okay. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning up. Pogo City Radio. We got Andrew, Sean, and Gavin here starting the show with those unknowns. Straight out of Sussex County for our boy Gabe in the Oi Scouts. Why not? That's where Gabe's from. For Gabe. All right, so it's Andrew, Gavin, and Sean here hanging out. Second show of the night for me. First show for them. And we're playing some music while we were getting ready, setting things up.
I'm not pre-gaming anymore. I'm already...
You're already drunk.
I don't pregame or game, so that's all right.
It is 420's Eve, 419, so be good or Snoop Dogg won't put anything in your stockings.
Well,
there you go.
A dime bag.
All right. But yeah, so we were talking, and Record Store Day was last weekend, right? And
yeah,
so
last Saturday, the 13th.
Sean and... Gavin, so you went to Sit and Spin in Philly. Where'd you go, Sean? Gavin went. And you didn't go anywhere. I was at the kid's birthday party. I was there at the party. Yes, I do remember now.
I ended up going down to Sit and Spin, though, down in Philly, and had a great time, found a really good selection. Ended up picking up myself some Who Killed Spikey Jacket, some Onward to Mayhem, got some Bad English, Punk's Attack, that kind of stuff. You know,
Good shit.
Yeah, and that is pretty cool. We were talking about his Onward to Mayhem record. Now, I had one that We can't find the one he has or the one I had on Discogs. They're both a purple variation, if you will. Mine was a solid, like, marble purple, like a tie-dye purple, and it was one of 75. What was yours?
I ended up getting a clear purple, a translucent. Now, when you look at it down on the table, it almost looks black with how dark it is, but you hold it up to the light, and it shines purple straight through it. And, yeah, like you said, you know, you can't find the listing on Discogs. I ended up making my own. So anybody else who possibly has a copy of that that wants to, you know, go ahead and put that in their collection, it's there now. So
is it the – oh, shit, that's kind of hot. Is it the album cover – when I think of Onward to Mayhem, I think of the – The pencil drawing of them in front of like the brick wall and shit.
Now
is that the only LP that they put out?
Yeah, it was on.
They weren't a band for very long, right?
It's the only full album they have out. It's the only thing you can find on Spotify. The only thing that
I had a
7-inch
of them was sweet
on YouTube.
Always liked Onward to Mayhem.
They are also the band. If you guys aren't familiar, they started off a lot of their tracks with clips from Fight Club. Now the term. Do you know where Onward to Mayhem? Do you know why they're called Onward to Mayhem? All right, so history. Listen. All right, Onward to Mayhem. If you notice, like the third track, Televisionary, starts out, it's Brad Pitt talking from the scene of Fight Club. You are not your fucking khakis, that whole thing. Onward to Mayhem, Project Mayhem is what Fight Club turns into in the end when they start blowing up the
Very
buildings and all
that.
Yes. So that's what Onward to Mayhem comes from.
So are they basing themselves off of the movie?
Yeah, like lower class brats with Clockwork. They're like a Fight Club thing. Yeah. There you go, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So we're going to get to some Onward to Mayhem. The last track on the LP, Here's Last Call. All right, that was Last Call by Onward to Mayhem. We're going to do a twofer from them guys. They're from the Twin Cities. So I was talking about Televisionary with Brad Pitt doing the intro. So here that is now, some more Onward to Mayhem for you on
Rose City Radio.
Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
Right, that was Onward to Mayhem. We are apparently locked in Pogo HQ.
Yeah, we're now being held hostage up here, I guess.
Yeah, from thanks, a broken
Josh.
Doorknob.
Thank you so much,
Josh. Staggered out of here. I found him asleep in my bed.
What's fucked up is that that door doesn't even have a doorknob on like
the inside.
Yeah.
Well, I switch it back and forth.
Like, you could probably kick that door in pretty easily, but I'm not going to do that.
Nah,
before you do
here.
That,
I like
you might want to consider the option. The doorknob handle is
I break out of here all the time.
So that it can
all the time.
What, like one little
screwdriver. You're not talking to your mic.
One any kick to the door.
I open it all the time. I'll do it. They don't need to hear about all this. But yeah, so we were just listening to Onward to Mayhem, and that was off Charged Records. So I figured we'd go check out another album that one of our friends got on Record Store Day. Now, Jason, who was on here from time to time.
Oh, he got one of the Punks Unite.
Yeah, he got the 12-inch International Chaos, the second one.
I found those at Sit and Spin.
Yeah, it's an awesome
and
record.
And I almost grabbed one, but I have the first Punks Unite they put out.
That's with like the Dvotchkas, the lower class
brats.
Yeah,
I have that album. So I thought to myself, I was like, you know, I could do this or I could do something totally different. So I went with something totally different because that's how my brain works.
But we're going to get to some tracks off Punks Unite. Now, this album was showcasing bands from all over the globe, from Jersey to Belgium to England. We're going to get with one of the European bands, the Pleaboys, with Turnout. Flying flesh. They're not made us, so they got us. Wanna get out of here. All right, that was the Pleavoys right there from Belgium.
I've actually never heard of that.
Yeah, a lot of the bands, a lot of the bands on here you probably never heard of. It's an awesome record. Here's another one I'm going to tell you you haven't heard of. I'm trying to think of what country they were from. I know the Pleavoys were from Belgium. This next band, United Against Society, was also from Europe. I forget what country, though. It's okay. A more of a skinhead thing. It's pretty fucking awesome. Sticking with the whole Charge Records thing we got going on. Here's Spirit of 69.
We just want the people to join the skinhead nation. If we stand together, there'll be no limitation. Bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it back. They say skinheads are all that is come, but that isn't true. We want them dead and gone. Bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it back. All you skinheads, break the peace and quiet. Come together on the streets and start a running riot. Bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69, bring back Spirit of 69. Come on, bring it, bring.
All right, we're going to play one more song off this compilation, Punks Unite 2 International Chaos, Charged Records, Jake from the Casualties label back in the day. But there's a local band on here. Now, Main Street Mayhem was from Jersey City, but then they relocated over here, and they literally lived on 18th Street, where we are.
So right down the street.
Yeah, literally.
Frank's been on the show.
Literally right down.
And I still work with Frank. So we're going to play some Main Street Mayhem.
Friday night is party night. Fuck yeah.
And I remember being at some Friday night parties.
Going to see 21 Rounds and Main Street Mayhem. Whatever the fuck they were called.
21 rounds.
We saw them. We saw them when they were called.
We're not quite that old.
We saw, but we saw. I think we saw them like when, like,
it's 21 rounds.
No, we saw them when they were Main Street.
No, we were. No, we were in like sixth grade. Yeah, we were in like sixth grade.
Really?
I
thought we did. Yeah. All right,
so
whatever.
Both of these bands consisted of the same members.
Yeah, and then they moved up here, changed
their name.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like that type of thing.
I thought we saw.
It's like one of those things where, like, you know, there's two people who are like the main people in the band, and one of them leaves, and then they kind of are the same, but they're not.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
All right, makes sense.
Played shows with them, though. It's good times.
So here's Main Street Mayhem. Friday night is party night.
Friday night is party night.
Drink the weed, got it sight.
All right, that was 21 Rounds coming off the Punks Unite 2 International Chaos album. Now, we're going to do a cover for this next one. Some Oxymoron doing New Age by Blitz for
nice.
Gavin.
Absolutely.
All right, that was Oxymoron right there. The ending to that song came up
a little bit
quicker than I was expecting it to.
Very, very well done, if I may say.
Good Blitz song.
Absolutely. It's a great song, a great cover.
That's one of their title tracks, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some Thunder and Glory coming out of Philly. Here's Viking Revolution.
Like we are, some people face some music.
Thunder and Glory. And pretty sure somebody just ripped ass. So.
It wasn't me.
Definitely was not me.
I own up to that shit. I told you guys before when I ripped ass. And if I did it again, I would have said it again. But
and Josh has got like that alcoholic gut. Like he'd be staying at my house and he'd blow up my bathroom. He'd smell downstairs 2 hours later. That son of a bitch.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Crusty fucking Josh. But yeah, we got to give a shout out to Shaq, who's listening to us right now and hitting us up on Facebook. So yeah, thanks for listening, man. I asked him if he wanted to hear a song. He didn't tell me, but he said he was listening and he wanted us to say what's up. So you guys can hit us up on Facebook too.
What's up, Shaq?
Facebook.com
up Shaq
/ Pogo City Radio and Facebook.com /SDABS. Your mic is on. You were talking into a different mic that you weren't supposed to, so there was some level issues going on.
Yeah, it was real hot before it.
But I think I got it all.
Sounded quieter, and I was like,
I think I already got it. I'm now Cunningham's texting me. I'm getting distracted. I got to play a song. Here's the Wretched Ones taking it back to Jersey, going down to the bar.
Nice.
All right, we're going to do a twofer working class, some overtime from the Wretched Ones. Here's That's Why I Drink Beer.
Get up early every day, pressure's on right away. No time to think, I'm always late. That's the part that I really hate. Get the truck and it's out of gas. My life's just a panty ass. Problems hit me in the face. Losing in the rat race. Go to work. Be real nice, be a fool. Don't wanna live by the golden rule.
That's why I drink beer.
Go to work, go to school. Be real nice, wanna be a fool. Don't wanna live by the golden rule.
That's why I drink beer.
Everybody's on my back, bombarding me with facts. I know I'll never win. The bills just keep on rolling. Getting thirsty, I take a sip. Pretty soon I'll be off my ship. Real nice, be a fool. Don't
All right, that was the Wretched Ones. Now I got to give another shout out. Renee hit me up, texting me, I'm drunk.
Hell yeah, Renee.
I'm drunk. What else? I'm drinking that vodka.
There you go, Renee. What's up? We were just playing some Wretched
What's
Ones.
What's up, Renee?
She said
what
she's watching Handmaid's Tale with Dean.
Nice.
That sounds like a
what is she
perfect
watching?
Renee Handmaid's Tale. That's what I expect Renee to be doing tonight.
Yeah.
Watching
drunk.
Handmaid's Tales drunk with Dean.
Drinking vodka, yeah.
All right. Well, it is 420's Eve, if you will. And we need to a Pogo City.
Wild Guy Bitches!
Yeah! All right. So one of my favorite herb bands, of course, is Cypress Hill.
Oh, shit.
Now, I'm going to get to the first album, first track on Black Sunday. Here's I want to get high, so high. Cypress Hill. Leave some milk and cookies for Snoop Dogg, motherfucker.
That is a that is a throwback. That's a throwback for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get back over to the punk rock, to the oi. Do some Yellow Stitches with Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard.
Another marching through. You don't need us and we don't need you. Cause we're bad ideas in the chapter.
From Yellow Stitches to the X-Ray Specs, here's I'm a Poser for Mike Blanks. All right, let's head out to Philly. That was just the X-Ray Specs. Here's Pat with Violent Society. Violent Society, Disorder. All right, we're going to take a quick second, remind you guys to come out and see the Stabs next weekend, New Haven, Connecticut, free show with the Lost Riots and White Trash, so you guys won't want to miss that. And also got a Stab show going on June 22nd. At the Jacksonian, Blank 77, The Stabs, Parasitics, Despised New Jersey, anti-citizen at Marley and Gavin's little like wedding
after party punk show.
I think that show is gonna be pretty packed. That's
whatever
gonna be
you
the show.
Say. We got a lot of people.
It's gonna be one of the first like big shows in the Lehigh Valley of this.
Yeah, it's
summer.
It's gonna. I don't even think you guys understand. Like, I have people that I haven't talked to in years that I used to be kind of cool with in high school hit me up like, "Hey, can I bring a couple of my friends to your show?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, bring whoever you want."
It's like the idea is to bring everyone.
You know what I mean? Bring everybody. You know, the more the merrier. It's you know, time to just get together, have fun, get fucked up, and just jump around and have a good time, you know?
Fuck yeah.
There you go. All right, so why don't we get back over to the music? Let's do one with the guys from Wildlife and Deadbeat.
Well, I don't want to work hard and I can't pay rent. I could straighten out, I'd rather get bent. I had a day job, but I just couldn't have.
Wildlife with Deadbeat. All right, we're going to get to a couple Dwarves songs. Dwarves.
Andrew, every time.
English motherfucker.
We're
going to
play some Doors songs. Here's Light
Dwarves.
My Fire.
Dwarves. There you go. All right, we're going to play a
followed by Riders on the Storm. Because that is Andrew's favorite fucking band.
All right, here they are with Demonica. Nope.
In chains and clearer still, stand a woman of my dream. I am just 13, OPP Radica. My
hooker that peddles in her jeans. I'll be Monica. I'll be Monica. My sweet demonica was all I wanted for. Since the time that she could crawl, now don't we all fall? Those lips like cherry bombs. We killed her dad and mom. I hear the sorry call.
Right, the dwarves, everyone. The dwarves. And why don't we have a three-way with them? Let's have a three-way with the dwarves. And let's do one time only. Now, Gavin,
we're
going
to train Andrew to say dwarves right.
Dwarves, not
English
dwarves.
Dwarves. Do you
not,
speak
not
it?
The do- not the doors. Not the doors.
Come on, baby.
Not the doors.
My
come on, baby. Light my fire.
All right, but Gavin was telling us about some potato pirate shit he just snatched up.
Yeah, I just picked up their LP, The Ray's Better Than This. And I was telling Andrew how I messaged the band and asked them, you know, it was my birthday present for myself, see if they could sign the the cover for me, and they did that, which was awesome.
Of course,
and
he is.
They actually sent me a poster too that I was telling Sean about. It's got the crown.
Weird story, actually. Just to interrupt me, before me and Gavin even knew each other. We were apparently at the same show that we first saw the Potato Pirates.
A while
I believe
back,
Josh is
actually,
locked outside. So,
Andrew,
talk and then hit play.
Well, we got that. Okay.
Gavin, go hit play when we're ready to play a song.
All right, I will. But
we're
going to
talk
this
for a little bit.
This was, what, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
No,
now.
It was...
wasn't it?
Close. I want to say it was 2014.
It might have been 13
so like,
or 14.
So it was like four
I
or five
think
years
it was
ago.
2014.
Leftover Crack was headlining a show at right. the...
Who else played that night? We had the
Potato
Filthy
Pirates,
Tomato Stealers. What, FTS?
FTS. Yeah. They
the
were...
The Filthy Tomato Stealers,
yep.
right?
And the Rats in the Wall.
Yeah, that band. Dude, they were real good. They had a female vocalist, I believe, in that band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and I hadn't seen them before, and then I saw them again at... Take This Bird and Shove It.
Okay, that's cool.
The next year, actually, like
now,
almost a year
what's
later.
Funny about that show, too, is that I had never even heard of the Potato Pirates. How? Well, then, I had never even heard of the Potato Pirates before that. I was
I
going to see Leftover
either.
Crack, honestly. I was a little crusty, you know? I was all about Leftover Crack.
Yeah.
So I went for them, and I looked up the lineup, and I seen, oh, who are the Potato Pirates? That's a funny name. I looked them up, and I
yeah,
fucking
I was pretty much the same way.
Immediately.
I never heard of the Potato Pirates before. I'm pretty sure they actually opened for that show. I was about to say headline, not headline.
No, yeah, no, I believe they did open that
show. They opened for that show, and me and my brother...
It blew me away. Absolutely.
We walked in as the Potato Pirates were playing, and we were like, oh, shit, who are these guys? And then I was like, I looked at the bill again, I was like, this is the Potato Pirates. And I was like, these guys are fucking good.
Yeah, honestly, and I don't think they've been... back since,
they have not.
Have
I don't.
They?
I don't think they've played the East Coast in a long time. They
I
play.
See them
they play,
play
a lot
of
Denver
shows. That's where they're from. They're from Colorado. Right. You know, they play a lot of Colorado local shows. I haven't seen anything East Coast or anywhere else really. I see. Not too long ago, actually, they played with Lower Class Brats and Leftover Crack again. They were playing a couple shows.
Where at?
I want to say it was. West Coast and across the South, and I think they played some of the shows with them down south. I want to say I'm not 100%. Don't quote me on that, but I know for sure that within the past 6 months they had played a few shows with both bands because I was seeing the flyers.
Cool.
But it'd be nice to get them back over here.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that I know a lot of the people that. Hang out here like the Potato Pirates. I mean, you and me being two of them would like for them to come back to play
absolutely.
The East Coast soon.
We just got to try and figure something out and bribe them with really
I don't
good
know,
bands
I
from
don't know what's
the East
gonna
Coast
happen.
To make
I don't know
it
what's
going
to happen to get them come back here. But Potato Pirates, if you're listening,
please come back.
Yeah, please come back to the East Coast. So, Andrew wanted us to play a track. I think we're done talking, so he wanted us to play a track.
What do we got
so, what do we
here?
Got queued up here, Gavin?
I am not sure. Let's see. We got Blow 'Em Up by Bomb Squadron.
All right, here's like. Blow 'Em Up by Bomb Squadron.
Down. We must stand up and fight. Show society
chest. All your people, please, they don't mean shit to me. I push the button down and destroy society. Punch United, we will win. Punch United, welcome in. Punch United, we will win. Fuck the system, blow them up. Blow them up.
That was Bomb Squadron right there. Now, Josh is apparently at his house. I don't know what's going on. I'm very
confused. He was locked out.
No, no, no. You guys were talking through those songs.
I turned the wrong buttons off by accident. The middle rows.
Yeah, it's cool. You guys didn't say anything bad, right? You didn't say you were going
to No. We were just talking about the show that we were just previously discussing before the
Renee told me she's going to cut off our penis if we don't play some blanks because she's watching The Handmaid's Tale and apparently some fucked up shit happens. So she said she's going to cut off Dean's penis just because he's there and she's watching the
Poor
show.
Poor Dean.
And if we don't play blanks,
I'm sorry, buddy.
She's going to cut off our penises. Or
well, I guess we have to send this one out to hell with do we have to send it out to Dean or do we have to send it out to Renee?
I don't
know. I mean, I guess we have the easier end of this. I mean, poor Dean, he's losing his penis regardless.
Dean,
you know, all we have to do is play blank
some blank song,
or two.
And we can save our dicks, apparently. All right, let's get to one of the first blank songs I ever heard because it was the first track on the B-side of the Pogo Attack. It's also on Killer Blanks. Here's Search and Destroy. Crybaby bitches crying over my fruit by the foot. I didn't know my daughters were here.
Motherfucker. Sitting here pulling
a fruit by the foot
out of his ass.
They think they're the government.
Eating in front of us like smirking and like, this big is so good.
I love these fruit snacks.
Doesn't
this
even think
these
to
three,
offer
these 3 foot
to
long
us.
Fruit snacks are fucking doing me good.
All right. So we've been on here for over an hour. I am pretty stoned. I am not that drunk, but a little drunk. Juicy Carcass? What's that?
Juicy Carcass. The white rapper. The whitest rapper.
The white punk rock rapper.
This doesn't sound like something that intrigues me. A white punk rock rapper does not sound like...
This will amuse
you.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Apparently, we're going to play a white rapper.
We were previously speaking about the Potato Pirates Leftover Crack show, we had forgot that Juicy Carcass
was one of the lineup.
Is he trying to say he has a nice ass or something? Juicy Carcass? Like, does that mean he has a nice butt? Like, that's kind of weird because that's what it implies.
No,
what a carcass is.
I think he's.
I
want to say. I want to say he's playing off something, and I can't. His logo, like,
oh,
he has
a carcass would be a dead body.
His
logo,
I'm an idiot. Loco. His logo.
His loco.
Yeah, his loco.
We were playing Cypress Hill earlier.
His logo is a. It looks like the Judas Priest logo.
Well, apparently we cannot find this. We're searching multiple platforms, and we can't find it anywhere except for some live versions. So I guess we're not doing
that.
Yeah,
the live versions are not worth any of your time. I guarantee that. Unfortunately, we're going to skip over this one because it's non-existent, apparently.
Now, earlier, I think I was talking about, I don't know if it was this show or last show, was I talking about Room 37? The Johnny Thunders movie that comes out next month that
talking,
I can't wait to see.
All right, that was in between shows.
Okay.
It was right before we started this show. You were
talking
about
but this
about
movie's
it.
Coming out next month. It looks awesome. Look for the trailer on YouTube. It's called Room 37. It's got like a 2-minute trailer, and it's the final days of Johnny Thunders with his whole mysterious death and all that. It looks fucking crazy.
It
and
looks
awesome.
So good.
It looks good. And so we're going to get out of here with this week. And I'm starting to get a headache. And yeah, remind you guys, come see the Stabs next weekend. You guys can see the fucking... No, that show would have already happened. The Road Soda's played on 420, but 420 already happened by the time this is published. Sorry. And so the Stabs next weekend, this coming Saturday, fucking New Haven, Connecticut, free show. Also, the Stabs with Blanks. Despise New Jersey, The Parasitics, and Anti-Citizen, that going down at the Jacks.
June 22nd.
Be there, bitches.
Don't forget, very important day.
And also remember to look, if you're going to bowling, make sure you go to that club show, Blanks and the Sloppy Seconds, with Rachel on bass.
That's
from the Drew
cool.
Getz.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Blanks playing down there a couple times, so I'd go see him all the time if I was there. So.
Yeah, Las Vegas, that's...
Sean's starting to sound a little drunk.
You all right there, buddy?
Sean's kind of drunk.
Correct, son!
He wants drugs, but...
drugs. Remind me of Always
no
Sunny in Philadelphia. When it's the Frank's brother episode, and fucking... He goes, listen, Shit Dynasty, you can come...
Shit Dynasty.
You can come with me, or you can stay here with him and drugs. And she goes, drugs. I choose drugs.
And the fucking place is called Shady Nasty.
It's like Shady Nasty. That's how you spell it, right? Get out of here. All right, we're getting out of here. With the Heartbreakers, coming off the legendary Like a Motherfucker album. God damn it, I didn't even pick out a song yet. Which one do I play? I really want to hear Too Much Junkie Business, to be honest. And that's not on that album. And I think we're going to play some Thunders, but I'm going to play some Thunders off Sarah. And I'm going to play, I don't know if I want to play, Endless Party. Or Blame It on Mom. Which one should we do? Endless Party or Blame It on Mom? Endless Party.
I like the sound of Blame It on Mom.
All right. Johnny Thunders doing Blame It on Mom. Like, this was the final album. And I'm trying to type and talk. And I can't do it. Somebody else
some
talk, goddammit.
Do you need some help?
Fucking, what song are we playing again?
Blame It on Mom.
That's right. Blame
that
It on Mom.
That is right.
There it is.
So what's going on, Sean? How you doing over there, buddy?
Now you want to talk that I got the fucking song pulled up. Now you assholes want to fucking talk.
I'm hanging out and I want...
I want drugs. I want, you guys should hit up the... what's that thing called where they can give us money so we can buy cocaine and hookers? Pandora. It's not GoFundMe.
Patreon.
Go to Pogo City Radio's Patreon money and... Patreon site, and we'll put your hard-earned money to work. Nobody's ever going to give us any money. We would definitely spend it on cocaine and hookers, though, just so you know. But, here's some Johnny Thunders. Thanks for downloading. Remember to give us a like, a share, a comment, a 5-star rating. Subscribe. Get the Podbean app. You guys can listen to us for free every episode. There's like hundreds now. There's like hundreds and hundreds of hours of punk rock and interviews and my gorgeous ass voice.
And shenanigans, of course.
Shenanigans and women and women. And then some punk rock here and there. And Josh falling asleep and people puking. I'm going to go now. Give me a blowjob if you see me. Here's Johnny Thunders with Blame It On Mom.
Over.